I was wondering because it got like that silver steering wheel.
I'm trying to think. It might be a Maybach.
It do look very exotic. Like, yeah. You can tell that dash has some European or Italian leather.
Yeah, yeah. He got that S-Class. But crazy thing with this ticket is that...
I can see the odometer, too. He only got 100 miles on there. No, I'm joking. Imagine that shit only had 100.
I'm like, I can't see that. So it wins you $23,333.
Damn, 40. Oh, so he went money line.
Money line.
He went money line. 42 to win 23.
23.
But if he wins, you know his text going, his post going to be like, easiest 23 I made in my life.
Yo, so it's
but
funny.
But it's still, you sweat, though. You sweat.
It's funny because I told him, so we messaging back and forth, and obviously you saw... You know,
I wonder how much my bookie lets me do.
That's interesting.
Because I got all that Bitcoin that I'm fucking losing on.
So look.
And they take Bitcoin. I put that 200 via Bitcoin. I could just transfer the whole fucking
we good
and, depleting wallet and dump it on Haney by fucking decision and make some profit off that Bitcoin. Because it ain't moving right now. That should just keep going down. Let me check Cash App.
We got over 1,000 people watching right now.
Hit that thumbs up button. If you get us to like 500, Danny's going to reveal his sources. Right now, Bitcoin is at $29 a coin. Excuse me, $29,000 a coin. You know what I'm saying? Should I gamble that? That's how gamblers think.
Yeah, you're going nuts right now, man. I'm going to ride this one out with you guys, though. As soon as this show ends, I'm going right to 7-Eleven. And
No, I mean, listen, if that dude made $42,000 on Moneyline, my Moneyline wouldn't be that crazy, but I want some
look,
of that return.
And I'll say this.
I like that
I'll
Moneyline.
I'll say this. I don't.
Moneyline is good if you got the faith in the person. Because imagine if you would have believed in Floyd 10 years ago. Bro, you would have never lost, and you would have just kept betting Moneyline. Right. You know what I'm saying? I just, you get nervous.
Like, it's like, okay, cool, I'm putting $50,000 to win $10,000 back.
Yeah, it don't make sense. But then if you got in the DeLorean and it's like, oh, I'm betting on Floyd 50 to make 10. Fuck it. I'm going to take out a second. I'm betting $500,000 to make $100,000 on Floyd because he's TBE. But right now, Devin has improved that. So you're fearful. Like, ooh, you know, what do I do? Like, look, $1,000 on Devin Moneyline only wins you $500. Like, how do you do that? Like, that's crazy. How do you do that? Like, as a regular person like you and I, like, how do you take $1,000 and risk it to only make $500?
Yeah, and I will say...
Without a fight. Look, like, you got to let me fight for that at least.
Damn, over 1,100 people. Come on, man. We only got 342 likes. Smash the like button. Make sure to subscribe. This is our third show today, and we'll be back for the Fulton and
Roman. So if he
would have
bet his
fight,
money with us, $42,000 on my bookie...
Well, my bookie got worse money line odds, right?
What he was getting paid on that ticket?
-180 to $23,333.
And he only made 23?
23.
Oh, this one, 21. Yeah, you're okay. Right. You're right.
Yeah,
42.
So that must be what, -200?
42K. I can't do that. Can't do that. See what that half of that five? That is five. See, $5,000 only make you $2,500. How do you take that risk, bro? So you giving up?
But think about
listen
it.
To that.
Think
you
about
putting down.
Think
call,
about it.
That's a call deposit, $5,000, to win the rent money. Shit don't make sense.
But think about it. It's like you said, if you in the DeLorean and with the Floyd situation, and obviously Devin's had that comparison, and I'm not saying that.
But it's all, you got to factor in Australia.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what if? Because you wasn't getting 2-1 on Floyd. You getting 2-1 on Devin.
This is why I prefer my bets, right? This is Devin Moneyline. We don't want that. I prefer to do various bets and sprinkle it out. Don't go ham. I don't want to go ham. I want to do
and this person,
Devin KO. Devin decision.
And this person did.
Devin, I
want to
do draw.
They just sprinkled a lot.
Are
of
you
thousands.
Ready? Are you ready? Because we don't got. We gonna make this bet and end it or what?
Yeah.
What how many? Hold on. Take this down. Because let me see. Okay, we almost at 500. You gotta get us up those likes, and Danny's gonna reveal his bet. He's gonna say, you know, the same people that's been texting him and hitting him and all that greatness. You know, we gonna believe him. I'm not gonna bet. what Danny wants us to bet. Because I think I have to sprinkle.
Yeah, not the amount.
I think I have to sprinkle a little bit everywhere to try to cover myself.
So all 1,200, we have 416 likes. I need the 500 likes.
Let's go. We got to get the likes. Maybe they need some sound effects
bet.
To kind of inspire them.
When I say this is a legit source, I'm talking.
I wonder what's the max.
When I say a legit source, George.
How legit?
I'm not talking about the other George, but I'm talking about the man he will be facing tonight. I'm talking about the champ himself. You know.
Devin text you?
One of, you know, people within the camp.
You should
have
hit him. You should hit him. He be hitting you. You should hit him like, yo.
I haven't.
I'm sprinkling. Where do I sprinkle?
I haven't talked to Champ, but Champ did talk to people close to me.
Oh, and I got some crypto reward. I got $10 worth of cryptos.
You know, Champ talked to some people close to me, and, you know, there's some rounds that, you know, perhaps we sprinkle a couple dollars on.
Hmm. I'm definitely going to sprinkle some rounds. I'm going to sprinkle some on that. I'm going to sprinkle some on that round that we was told whenever you're ready to give it. That I'm still doing this parlay.
Well,
though.
I'm waiting on 36 more likes.
So this is how I'm doing it. I'm doing like
make
I said.
Make sure to subscribe as
give
well.
Give me a screen share because this is how I'm doing it, right? We're doing $22 on Haney. No, not by knockout. We're only doing 10 on knockout. To make that 553. Then we doing a decision. We got to do 22, right? To win back that $10 we lost plus the $10, you know, on the decision. And then we going to sprinkle a little bet on a five. You know what I'm saying? So if we lose the five on the draw, and we lose the 10 on the TKO, the 22 we spent still gets us back in the green because we win 20. So it covers us. That's called hedging. Now, outside of that, I'm going to make a fourth straight bet. These are called straight bets. These are not parlays. I'm going to make a fourth straight bet when Danny's ready to give out the magical round.
We at that 400.
We've been told. Put the camera on him because they told him. They told him what round to bet.
We have 488 likes. 1,200 people watching.
They didn't tell me what round to bet.
We need the 500 likes. Come on, people. 500 likes.
But I tell you what, I am going to bet it. Danny wanted me to bet 200 on the round because he said, yo, I know you're looking for a condo. This could be your down. I'm like, 8,000 sounds good, but I'm afraid. But when you think about it, 200 to make 8,000, you might as well fucking shake them up. You might as well.
Well, no, because you only get in 35 or 36 to 1 roulette. This, you're getting 40 to 1.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Depend where you're, and we are over the 500. So someone, you know, very close to Devin. Spoke to Devin.
Oh, hold that thought. We got a $2 cash app from CRB1. He says, for the live stream, isn't a stream without some hate? CRB1. All right. Luis Miranda says, $5, no message. All right. Thank you for the love, Champy. And the cash app is right here below. It's $ The Boxing Voice, number one, because we're the number one boxing podcast on the planet. Danny, take it away.
Yes. I do believe we have some super chats to get to as well. So $5 from Potato Chip 777 saying, Ness, I parlayed Tank.
I did that. Okay. You on CRB1 says my
money on Devin, and I'm not a big fan of his with a $2 super chat. Thank you very much. Cedric Williams with his $2 super chat says Haney stoppage in ninth after he drops him in the eighth. Shout out to you. High and Low Sports Centrum with a $2 super chat saying the boxing voice is more. Thank you very much, Sam. We always appreciate your love. And YouTube, we appreciate your dollar as well. LV Slugger with your $2 saying 10th round stoppage for Haney. Hashtag the dream. Hashtag undisputed. And that's
We would be cheering so much more if he won by round that we paid for because, like, it would be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fucking won. If I won 8,000, I'd probably flip this table over. No, seriously.
What's the most you've won on one bet?
I've never won $8,000 in nothing.
To
I've,
be fair,
I've legit
to be fair,
gambled like
won four.
I gambled blackjack,
okay,
roulette, and boxing. Never won 8,000.
Well, you would have won
and
four,
what?
Four because you know we was going for 100 and 100.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then, you know, plus my fee for, you know, my inside.
Oh,
inside,
shit. He charging.
Inside fee.
He charging.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. My man's enough. We eat together.
What time does the Fulton fight start? It's not yet. It's only 4:46 on the West Coast.
Pacific.
It's only 4:46 on the West
yes,
Coast.
6 p.m. Pacific, 9 not p.m. Yet. Eastern on Showtime. But, yes, a very close friend and source of Devin, a friend of, you know, ours, told me he spoke to Champ. And
Champ said?
Champ said... Whatever Champ said, it led him to believe to where he put $5,000 on round 7 and 10.
Whoa, that changes things.
Seven and ten.
See, that's two different rounds now. Now I got to make two bets. I thought it was only one bet. Seven is less.
So whatever conversation.
So we're doing seven and ten.
Whatever conversation he had with Champ, it led him.
So we're going to lose money now because even if we do five on the 7 and 5 on the 10 and we only win by decision, we're in the hole, right? Because we got 10.
Well,
right there, it says it right there. We spending 47. So, you know, you got the $10 on the DQ, on the knockout or the DQ. Then you got another $22 on the decision. So, again, if he wins by decision, you only win 20. So, you know, you get your 22 back plus your 20. So that means you win your 10 from the money from the decision. From the knockout. You win your $5 from the draw. You got another 5, which would cover your round 7. But now you're down for your round 10. Where is my round 10? Did I not pick it? Says it right there. Round 10.
Yes, for those of you asking, the Showtime card, the Steph Fulton
right, yeah.
versus Danny Roman Showtime card starts at 6 p.m. Pacific.
Still
9,
probably worth it, man.
9 p.m.
Bucket,
9 p.m. Eastern. And I think it makes it fun for tonight. But 9 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be going live for that as well.
So what are you going to do? This is my bets. I'm doing these. These are what I'm doing. Haney round 10 for $5 wins me 175. It changed already.
What did it change
to? To 3,500. It was fucking 4,000. Yeah. Round 10 changed already.
They're hearing us, bro.
That's crazy. I'm placing these bets. I'm
bro,
placing.
Double it. And...
Oh, I just placed it, man. Wait, okay, I can't. Okay. No, not. Okay. So double it, he says.
Double,
this fucking guy.
Double the money line. What
double,
you got money line?
No, I don't got no money line.
Okay, so you got decision?
I got decision.
What you got?
22.
All right, do 45.
This guy's about to bust the bank. So you want everything double. We might be above. You're killing me.
No, not everything. I was going to say 45 on that.
45 on what? On decision?
On decision. Well, you said you got 22 on decision?
I got 22 on decision.
Do 45 on decision.
Damn, so you're putting $1 more than me?
I mean, we can split the 50 cent.
45 on decision.
What you
wins
got,
you 40.
What you got on knockout?
On knockout, I got 10.
Do 20.
20.
And then double 7 and 10.
10. 10. Damn, we fanboys. We not even hedging a motherfucker. Don't do this at home. You're supposed to be a gambler and hedge with Cambosos just in case. We going to go ahead and drop this 90. You know what I'm saying?
No,
see what
not.
We win. What? No, I'm saying we dropping this. We not hedging. That's what I said. We not hedging. We going to make this at. What are you going to do before I? Now, let me place it. Cause
is it 90 or 190?
No, it's only $90. Total bet amount, 90.
Oh, you don't want to do more?
What you want to do?
Let's add 10 somewhere.
To what?
To just knockout.
10 to the knockout?
Yeah. So what was that, 20? So it'll be 30? 30 on the knockout? So what are we looking at?
30 on the knockout. 30 on the knockout wins is 159, so it covers our $100 we spend in if he gets the knockout.
All right,
and we don't hit the round.
Let's do it.
All right, we're placing it because you already ready? Round 10 changed, so we got to place it now, even if we keep the show going. Boom.
Boom.
It's placed. Confirm. Loading. Go full shot so they can see the money deduct. No, I mean on the screen share. Well, as you can see, it went from 200 to 100. And as you can see here, it says bets accepted ticket. Maybe I shouldn't show you my ticket number in case one of you guys are fucking hackers. But yeah, it's done.
Bad.
There. Now that made the fight more interesting. We didn't bet on Fulton. Let's go back to boxing. He still got some money in the kitty. Let's see what we do. Continue betting here. Go back to boxing. And we go to Stephen Fulton versus Roman. He's a minus 600. Let's see what that decision is. Roman's pretty durable. If Fulton gets a decision, it is, wow. Oh, minus money for Fulton by decision. That sucks.
Well, you know what? How about we do a parlay?
Let me take that down.
A parlay with the fights
with what?
Tonight.
Which fights?
You know, we could do the Fulton. We can do the Haney, of course. We can do the
Maloney. Fulton by decision.
Maloney's.
Fulton by decision, go back, and then... I mean, there's not many
fights.
Damn,
bro. This look, FanDuel New Jersey. So Andre Dakota, member for 19 months at the contender level, says FanDuel New Jersey, Devin Haney to win in round 7 through 12, right? So the second half of the fight, plus 950, bro.
That's amazing.
Beautiful.
I'm about to text him, can I send 100 to cover the whole 12th?
The whole second half.
That's right. And 100 makes you 1,000, bro, with your 100 back.
Yep.
900 with your 100 back.
Yeah.
But that's, he got to get the knockout. It's so crazy.
But there's people that believe that.
Look, my boxing bets just woke up. They like valuing KO too, but I'm not betting it, to be honest. Have too much pride, and I want Kambosos to win. That's Alex from Australia. He's from Australia, but he's very good at betting, but he's telling you there's value. He said Haney for sure, but he's rooting for Kambosos because of Australian pride.
Mm.
But he's saying there's value in Haney's KO. So, I mean, at least look, we sprinkle something on it. $5.
Damn, bro, 7 through 12 at plus 950, bro.
So what, you want to bet somewhere over there?
Yeah, text you, but... Don't your best friend got FanDuel out there in Jersey?
Nah, man. Fuck, you got to see, man. If Dre will do it. I don't know. I don't know if he would because his taxes involved. But how much money you got to win before they get involved?
Nah, but you talking about $950. You'd be good on $100?
Oh, he is doing it for me. He already put $100 down for me. Yeah, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, I got 50. For I got 50 me. Of that. I got 50 on that.
I'll send it now. I'm going to have to send it Apple Pay.
All right, man. But yeah. imagine if that...
Hold up. Wait till he says yes, then we'll screen share that. Because we bet in the night.
Ness, imagine,
we bet in the night.
Imagine,
where y'all at?
Imagine if that and one of our rounds hit.
We'll be in the money. I got...
We're going straight to Girl Collection.
I got... person who says $20 got 100 on Devin Haney 12th round stoppage. Oh, wow.
What's
CRB
one round 12 what, for Haney.
Yeah, good
round,
call.
Round
good call.
12 for Haney pace right now on
my bookie.
Let me get a screen share, George.
Don't forget to use the code BETTBV when going to my bookie and making your bet. It costs you nothing extra, but we get a little kickback because we're letting you know where to go to get your money. And you can usually use my bookie in mostly any state. So don't think that you can without trying it.
Haney plus 4,500 for the Haney in round 12. So for him, he'd win 4,500 back if he bet that 100 on my bookie.
You know, if you bet $5 on each round, rounds 1 through 12, you'll make money with Haney. He just got to knock him out. You'll make your money back plus money with Haney on $5 each round.
Well, I think there's certain things we know, right? Like the first couple rounds, I think it's safe to say probably not, right?
Probably not.
Probably.
But you never know.
You never know.
You never know. Nobody expected George Kambosos to knock down Teofimo in the first round.
That's very true. Very true. Draw plus 1500 on teasers. Yeah, 1500.
So let me get a screen share so I can show them what this 12 round by Haney looks like if you slap that money on it and you don't get scurred. So we got to – oh, wow. If you do Haney by 12 round and parlay with Fulton, holy shit.
What about with one of our rounds?
A hunt. You can't parlay a knockout with a knockout.
What you mean?
You can't parlay – oh, you mean one of our rounds with Fulton?
Yeah, instead of round 12, because I know the one of our rounds has lower odds than that, but
– Haney in the seventh with Fulton parlay, you get – God damn, plus 4,000 odds. That means 100 makes
you
4,000. Yo, 100 makes you $5,000, bro.
What about round 10?
Shit.
What about round 10?
Round 10 is the lucky round. That's the true round.
That's the round.
That's the round. Way to go. Got to drop this down and look for round 10.
The fight going down in the U.S. So ESPN
telecast. So round 10.
Hold on. ESPN telecast starts at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and they will be showing the Junior Fa versus Lucas Brown fight.
Wow.
They will be showing the Maloney fight.
Yo, that's insane.
And then the Haney fight. So we're looking approximately at 8:30 Pacific, 11:30 Eastern for the main event in George Kambosos versus Devin Haney.
This is insane. Give me a screen share. So check this out. Haney, just by knockout in the 10th round, hey, Beth, is plus 3,500. But if you add in Fulton, who's a minus 250, it takes that to damn near plus 5,000.
Mm.
So 100 gets you $5,000 because you get $4,940 plus your 100 back, putting you over the $5,000 limit. Mm. Just by adding Fulton. Now, if you sprinkle $5, which is more reasonable. $5 makes you $247.
I think
you could risk $25 to make $247. Why do I say 25? Because you could sprinkle five on a couple of rounds.
Well, I think
five makes you $247.
I think if we bet our rounds,
don't forget to use the code BETTBD when using our advice, and obviously using my bookie.
Yes. I'm saying if we already bet round 7 and 10,
mm-hmm.
why not sprinkle some parlay that, right? Parlay
so
that.
So you're saying 7 and 10 again?
Yeah, because if we're already trusting those rounds, why not just sprinkle a couple on that and Fulton?
Danny trying to spend the whole kitty. So
no,
what you trying to
$5,
do on
$5, brother.
$5. $5.
Just a thin ball. That's
so $5
it.
On that parlay.
That's it. Round 10, though.
$5 on that parlay. Can I get some? Let me take that down. I want to see in the live chat. Say yes or no. Yes or no.
$5 on the
Should
parlay.
Should we do that $5 parlay on Stephen Fulton getting the decision?
Mm-hmm.
Parlayed with Haney.
So it's not money line. It's a decision for Fulton.
Yeah, it's a decision.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Definitely a Fulton by decision or technical decision for minus 250. And you parlay that with Haney by 10th round knockout. At a plus 3,500, that brings you to 4,940 plus money. $10 obviously can take you to a whole nother world. $10, you're going to Girls Collection.
Yeah.
$10, you're balling like Mayweather because $10 makes you $494, George. That's your car payment and your insurance.
I think Fulton's decision is a safe bet.
Safe, but it don't
Fulton,
pay right.
Fulton, but that's
you gotta parlay it because it ain't paying right.
We parlay it. We already put some money on 7 and 10. Why not?
Uh-oh, my bet is done. Let me go to my text as a screen share. Actually, don't screen share yet. I'm about to send him the money via, what's this called?
Does he take Apple Pay? Because I don't take Apple Pay.
Come on, man. He's a fucking. You're a guy bullshitting. This is a guy that is a teacher.
Okay.
Like Apple Pay, bruv. Watch, he text me now like, no, I actually don't take Apple Pay.
And then he just lost $100.
No, you don't. You cancel it. This guy's crazy. That was shit. I should have used it from the fucking Apple Pay money I got in there. All right. Done, brother. Now let's screen share that. Try and cry. Hey, you're the man, Judge. That shows it's enough. It shows the bet, and it definitely shows the 100. You can't Photoshop that Apple Pay. That's for sure. That's real.
Boom.
So that's another bet. So that's it. I got to fall back because that's a 205 $5 with this last parlay. So once you tell us in the live chat, should we do the parlay of Fulton and Haney by decision, $10 gets us $494, or we can do the $5, which gets us $247 on that parlay. I don't know how realistic that is. Let me take that down, George, and go to the live chat and see what that's looking like. Haney TKO all day. Let me see. Don't be greedy. Bet on probability, Danny.
Mm.
What do you think about that? Somebody said, yes, bet it. Yes, yes, no. Haney getting a KO? Laugh out loud.
Look, I think what really helped me, because I was already thinking 10, I think what really helped me reassure myself was the inside info, you know, and you know it's legit, so it is what it is.
I mean, Izzy Floyd, though. Floyd was able to do that. You know, it's public knowledge Floyd betted on the round and on the under versus McGregor.
Yep.
And he didn't do it till he needed to do it to get that cash. Can Haney hold them off?
We'll see. We'll see tonight. We'll see tonight. Victory. Victory is all that matters.
Mm. So, should we buy the pay-per-view already? Let me see how TV, what is this called? ESPN.
Pay-per-view for what?
Oh, it's not. That's right.
It's free TV.
Oh,
Buffalo.
Wow. That's
free
cool.
TV.
That's cool. At least we can spend that money on bets.
Yep. Free TV, which we already have surpassed that. Let me tell you, there's been no $200 pay-per-view.
For real. I don't want to lose again. I don't want to lose again. I already lost with Heron, man.
But make sure to like, make sure to subscribe. 1,274 people watching this live right now. Thank you to each and every one of you. We will be back.
We got
tonight.
We got some more safe bets coming from our little betting squad. Right. Casinos.
Oh, wow. We got Razak Tube verified account on YouTube said, I put $5,000 on Haney Moneyline. I've been homies with Sean for years, too.
Sean who?
Sean, yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's talking about Sean, his brother, because he's younger, so. But hey.
Hey. Victor Banuelo says, I'm $5, baby. Better, but I put $200 on Haney Moneyline and something on group rounds 10 through 12 stoppage just because, baby, Ruiz Jr. missed weight. Who the fuck is Ruiz Jr.?
Nothing. They meant Camboso Jr. missed weight.
Oh. Machiavelli, $2, says, Nesta, stay talking over him, but shout out Dev, 5'10". My bad. I'm talking over you?
What about Morrell? You don't want to sprinkle Morrell in there tonight?
You getting on some gambleaholic shit
right
now.
No, I'm just saying, like, if, come on, Morrell's like easy money, bro. So you do Morrell, Fulton, and then.
So you want, I bet you it's not going to add value. I bet you, because he's such a dull favorite.
Morrell knockout. You do Morrell knockout.
Let's
Fulton
see, do they even give us the knockout as a parlay?
Haney round 10.
Goddamn, the over-under is minus.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so he said, Razak Tube says, Haney's little brother, we play Fortnite, LOL.
Oh.
Damn, bro, shout out to you, and let me go.
Let me see. So Morrell KO is a minus.
Damn, bro.
600. It don't really change it. Oh, it do change it by, like.
Razak Tube, definitely just subscribe, bro. 363,000 subs, so shout out to you. Clearly doing your thing.
What is he doing? Gaming?
On the YouTube side. It looks like some pranks. Looks like some gaming videos. So.
Speaking of gaming videos, we got some gaming headphones over here from a 15-year-old boxing amateur who developed these Kenichi Bear headphones, man. So if you're interested in gaming, these are perfect for that. Check out Kenichi Bear. To check the, you know, for those headphones. So I got Haney by decision at 105 and minus 110 is the safest play from my betting people, you know. Also, they're saying, who's GK? George Camboso also by decision at a plus 250 is not a bad hedge either. You know, but they're saying Haney getting a KO. One of my guys, this one is from Canada, you know, but he bets, these people bet every day. Let me see my other guy in here. Waiting for his response.
Greg Fox, he says, Danny, what's the inside word for Melbourne? Great job covering Devin.
So
are
we making
George.
This parlay or are we changing it up?
He says, listening from the Gold Coast down under. Shout out to you, Greg, and the word from down under. The word, the inside word is?
Round 10 or round 7?
It's over.
They done, Ski. Even though I ain't got faith in 7, I'm definitely more faithful in 10.
Me too, Chan.
Nice and late.
Razak 2, thank you, bro. Appreciate it. And, yeah, man, we definitely trying to take over this boxing game and just trying to do our thing. If you're ever in Vegas, make sure to hit us up, bro. We'd love to have you in studio.
For sure.
And maybe work.
Let's do it.
For sure.
So are we going? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Are
so
we gonna...
I think we sprinkle the last $5. You do Morrell knockout, Fulton decision, Haney round 10.
That $5 now only makes you 289. So you go from 247 to 289 by adding the knockout.
Not worth it.
Not worth it.
Not worth it.
Not worth
I don't
it.
Think there's something out there that we could add to the parlay to add value.
How about taking out Haney by knockout, adding a decision parlay, Fulton by decision, Haney by decision.
Okay.
And obviously, if you're a George Camboso fan, you can do Camboso's by decision, which would give you even better money. Oh, wow. I closed it already. I'm about to be mad as fuck. Haney by decision. Who else is fighting today? Andrew Maloney. We could do the Maloneys by money line. They fighting in their hometown versus somebody they supposed to be in. You know, we could do Maloney. Andrew, damn, so fucking Jason is already off. Bro, shit is happening over there already.
The fights have started, but
that's
not
why.
The main cards.
Yeah, but they're taking,
neither
taking
Maloney
fights
brother,
off.
Neither Maloney brother. Fuck,
so
man,
that's
I
it.
Wish we would have caught Devin decision plus money because it was plus 105 for a while.
It was plus 105 this morning. It's just the line is changing rapidly.
Can
so.
You bet the round on Morrell? Do they have the rounds for Morrell?
Hell yeah.
Can you parlay that?
Bro, but we don't know what round he's knocking
out. 1-6.
You can't get no group rounds. They don't do group rounds. That's, I'm telling you, only
DraftKings
and FanDuel do that
shit. Right.
But this $5 parlay with Fulton by decision, Haney by decision, Andrew Maloney, money line, that gives you plus 186. That's not bad plus money.
For what? The Maloney?
Haney by decision, Fulton by decision, Maloney, Andrew, money line. That's a good plus money if you betting more. Like at plus 186, if you betting 100, you making 186 plus your 100.
Yeah.
If you betting 200, you already know you getting even better odds. Look, you making 372 plus your 200. That's not a badass bet because Devin winning. In my opinion.
No, absolutely.
Couldn't you know, and it's more. Safer that he wins by decision than by knockout. But what are we doing? This last $5 or not? Because
yeah,
we need
come
to.
On.
What, the same thing, what we just said?
Nah. I think,
what are we taking out?
I think you do Haney.
This guy's getting stuck. Take this down, George.
Yeah,
let me see what the
10,
live chat is 10. Saying. We got around 10
already. We already did that. All right.
What time is the fight going to start? We're going to be doing a live fight chat right here. Let me go ahead and get you that live stream link so that you at least know where to find us once the card does start. We're going to be obviously doing fight chats for many of those fights on the card and calling the undisputed fight, which we've obviously put money down on to make it a little bit more interesting. Even though it does add more interest, I actually want to win because I did lose on the Jermell Herring fight versus Jermaine Ortiz. I picked the former champ thinking he was hungry after the loss to Shakur, and I think he was hungry. It's just, you know, it is what it is. It was time to be done. But we need to use this Haney fight to make that money back. I don't like losing money. So I'm hoping that Haney gets us that money back. So I've pinned tonight's live fight chat right here in the live chat so that you know where to find us once the fight starts. Now I'm just going to go ahead and spam the chat so that it doesn't, you know, so you don't miss it. So you just see that it's like, okay, I get it, Ness. It's that one that you keep spamming. Yes, it's this one, the one that I'm spamming. I want you to click it and hit the little button that says reminder. And if you haven't already subscribed, I need you to hit the subscribe. And if you have subscribed, I need you to hit the what is it? The little notification bell. So you get notified every time we go live. Because, Danny, how many lives we did today?
This is our third one. And
this
we have
is our third
more to
one.
Come.
Two more to go. Refreshing on the Super Chats. Make sure we got everybody before we cut up out of it. We last stopped off on Machiavelli to Don. And we're still on Machiavelli. Refreshing the Cash App. Make sure we ain't forget nobody.
Refreshing. And I just refreshed the Super Chats.
And it looks like, yep. We are complete. So
Catches will be back live in 48 minutes.
Yep.
For the Fulton versus Danny Roman card.
Yep.
It's 48 minutes ish. Yep.
Make your bets. Hours are in.
That was better than fucking this morning's.
Yep. 1,200.